Hi, Daddy. I didn't mean to startle you. Are you busy? Oh, good. I just needed someone to talk to. I really don't want to bother you. What did I want to talk about? It's difficult. It's something that's making me sad. I just need to know. Have I done something wrong? No? Are you sure? My grades haven't been bad. Have I missed some chores, or did I say something wrong? Okay. Then why are you avoiding me then? Yes, you have been. Really? You won't admit it. What about dinner? You didn't ask me how school was or about track practice, and you haven't sat with me on the sofa. No, you haven't. We always watch movies or read books or listen to murder podcasts together, and we haven't for 2 weeks. I've kept track. I'm only upset because you won't be near me, or talk to me, or even look at me. I know I'm not that smart and kind of a plain tomboy, but I'm still your daughter. I'm still a person. And since Mom died, we've been there for each other. It's like after my last birthday, I stopped mattering to you. You say I'm smart and pretty, but I don't believe you. You don't really care at all, or you tell me why you're avoiding me. You will. It's temporary. What does that mean? And why wouldn't you tell me? We tell each other everything. Or we did, and you just stopped. What is this? A book. Was it Mom? Why didn't you give it to me when she died? You had to wait until my last birthday. What's Walpurgis Night? I don't understand any of this. What? Mom was a witch? Are you playing a joke on me, Dad? This isn't funny. You seem so serious. So, this book, is it like her spell book? It is? Holy shit! Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to swear. It's just... This is in English and German, and I don't even know what this is. Lingua Malum. The witch's language? Wow, I don't even know how I'm supposed to read it though. I'll be able to read it once I'm done with the change. What does that mean, Daddy? That's why you've been avoiding me? Because I'm dangerous? I don't want to hurt you, Daddy. I wish you would have told me. I could have just hidden in my room or gone to visit with Grandma until it was over. What do you mean that's not like that? How can I be dangerous but not dangerous? Oh, Daddy, I already know about sexy feelings and how to do it and hormones. That's not dangerous. What do you mean? It's much more worse than that. I'm going to be possessed by a lust demon? But I've been normal, Daddy. I haven't been bad with anyone or touched myself or more than once a night. And I'm sorry, Daddy. You're blushing. I just meant I haven't been lustful or whatever. I'm flush? Well, honestly, Daddy, I'm upset. It's just that I missed you. So much. I'm used to having your body near mine. Your warm hugs and your arms holding me tight, pressing me against you, crushing me into your hard cock. Oh my God, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm not bad, Daddy, I swear. I just feel so hot. I can't breathe so well. I need to take this off, Father. It's too hot for this sweater. Let me just... Oh, that's so much better. No, Father. I'm not wearing a bralette. My breasts are so small and firm that it would be pointless. And I like the way the soft wool feels on my nipples. I never tell you, but when we're sitting on the couch and I hold your arm, I secretly love the way it feels to crush my breasts into you. I love the way you respond. You're so sweet, Father, and you might try to pull away, but you don't want to disappoint your dear, loving daughter. So you do your best to ignore me, but I can always see your cock stiffen in your pants. And it makes me so happy, so wet, knowing I can do that to my darling Father. Oh God, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I never wanted you to know about that. I know I'm dirty and bad. Please don't look away. Hold me, please. I'll be good. Yes, Father. Hold me. Press me to your chest like a lover. I know you can feel my nipples right through your shirt. And I can just rub up against your... Cock. Oh, Daddy, I'm scared. And my little pussy's so warm. I can feel your... Daddy, and I'm sorry, but it feels so good. I know it's wrong, but I need you. I'm still your baby girl, right? Just because I need my daddy inside me doesn't mean I'm not your baby girl, does it? There. I don't need this skirt or my panties. Look at me, Daddy. I can't hold her off anymore. She, the other one, she's me too, and she's just as afraid and alone as I am. Please look at me, Daddy. I know I'm not as pretty as Mommy. My breasts are small and just fit in my hand. See? My hips flare out too much, and my butt, it kind of sticks out like a little bubble. I know my pussy doesn't have a lot of hair on it, but it's so wet, Daddy. I'm aching inside, and I don't know what to do. I don't think touching will help. I need a man's help, Daddy. And any other man might take advantage of me, or hurt me. Please don't look away. Please. Let me just unbuckle your belt and unzip you. Oh, Mommy was so lucky. Your cock is, it's so nice. It fits so well in my little hand. See? Can I stroke it? Can I rub it up and down, Daddy? I like the noise you made, Daddy. I just want to be your good little girl. And I can make you feel good, like Mommy did. I know you don't want to hurt me, Daddy. And you never would. I trust you. And Mommy trusted you. I used to watch sometimes, you know? I saw once where Mommy was all on fours in front of you like a puppy. And you were behind her and pushing into her, and she was so happy. I want you to make me seem like that, Daddy. I know I was bad, but I couldn't help it. I love you, Daddy. I wanted to switch places with Mommy. I wanted it so bad. I saw something else another time, Daddy. I paid special attention because I saw how happy it made you. She got it on her knees in front of you like this. And she put her beautiful cock, put your beautiful cock in her mouth like this. Daddy. Yes, make that noise for your baby girl. I love you, and I want to make you feel good like Mommy did. Your little girl loves you so much, Daddy. Please show me that you love me. Please put it inside me. Let me just get lay down and spread my legs wide for you. Do you like seeing your loving daughter like this? I'm wet and I feel so open to you. It just aches me so much. And I need my daddy. Please make love to your baby girl.
Her
with me? Please come in, your little girl. I need it, Daddy. Please give me your gun. I want all of it. I'll be good. Take as much as you have. I feel a building in you, Daddy. Daddy, am I still your baby girl?